This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain,
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship stations in Tampa, Florida. By the way, for you folks here in Tampa tonight, check out our new FM signal, 93.7, where we're broadcasting the show tonight for the first time. And we are nationally syndicated on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, heard around the world, broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, or EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, plus our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse workers, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and construction workers, too, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free Gun A Day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership can do for you. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We started out talking about the president's speech tonight at 9 p.m. I can only speculate and guess at what he might or might not say. A lot of people are saying he's going to declare that he's going to sign an executive order to declare a national emergency, security emergency along the border, and then consequently use the military to build the new version of the barrier, not the wall. It's now being called a barrier made out of steel. So we don't know, but that's just speculation.
Correct.
So, we do know that the U.S. and China are having some trade talks amidst what appears to be growth issues where I guess China's having a little problem with some of their economy. But also about the same time, we hear that Kim Jong-un is about headed over to China.
He's in China.
All right, to have a little visit with what's going on. Now, does this have anything to do with this summit between the U.S. trade?
I don't think so. But the timing is very curious.
Right.
President Xi wasn't expected to be part of the trade talks, but he apparently made some kind of a appearance. And he did, in fact, meet with Kim yesterday, too. What happens today, I don't know.
Now, there's a lot of, from the left side of the aisle, just absolute craziness and comments that we could never repeat on the radio, even in a bad day, being made by some people. I mean, just awful, unbelievable, foul-mouthed comments. And in another day, in another era, these people probably would have been censured because that's what they did when somebody said something that was really off the wall and backwards. But right now, Senator Marco Rubio, who, by the way, is now our senior senator in Florida, how about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Senator Marco Rubio has said that the Senate Democrats are supporting the Israeli boycott, which it's not necessarily surprising, but what's surprising about it is that he came out and said something about it.
Well, that's not really surprising. There's a piece of legislation regarding BDS, which is boycott, divest, and sanction, which is an anti-Israel organization that has been floating around on U.S. college campuses in a big, huge way. It's really a pro-Palestinian operation. And so Senator Cardin has said that he refuses to stand with it. He is not going to vote on it. So now there's this movement to kind of smoke out those that are in the House and the Senate that are anti-Semitic, and it's kind of being fueled by our little new Miss Congresswoman from Congressperson from Michigan, Miss Rashida Tlaib.
Yeah.
Rashida Tlaib.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she's accusing. She put out a statement yesterday about those that are pro-Israel are have misplaced loyalties, and you know, they're dual citizens. She doesn't have any use for them either. Blah blah blah. So all of a sudden, things are getting sideways with regard to Israel. So Rubio just came out and said, "Hey, are you guys anti-Semites, or you know, what are you doing here?" So, yeah, it's going to get interesting here with this thing happening. What the House is pretty much doing is saying is they're not going to vote on anything that comes out of the Senate,
right?
Because of unless the government opens up again.
Mm-hmm. Now, our favorite general, retired Major General Paul Vallely, has come out and said pretty much what John Bolton said, that the Kurds will still have us to support them, to cover their backs. Did you see that article that the general wrote?
I did not.
All right. Well, apparently it's just verifying what John Bolton had to say.
Okay. Well, here's the interesting thing. Turkey, under Erdogan, has handed over a formal demand to the United States, of which now Bolton is in receipt of, whether he's actually meeting with Erdogan, that's the plan, but whether he actually meets with him, we don't know. But this demand is that our 22 bases, we've got 22 bases in Syria,
uh-huh.
And Erdogan is demanding that we turn over those 22 bases to Ankara or we destroy them. So that's going to lead to some interesting discussions as part of the United States pulling out and when they pull out.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's our good friend Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV, also an author and radio host, War Now, the radio show, heard on our sister network here. Many of you stations carry the program. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, because for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, and they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right, because the last person standing is the first person the police will look at when they get to a scene where you've had to defend yourself with whatever means you had to do it by. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So I want you to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, click on the USCCA logo that's right there. You'll see a drop-down registration form to sign up for the free gun and gauge giveaway. Definitely do that, and then check out becoming a member, because if you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff for joining the USCCA. Okay, that's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, USCCA logo. Now, Denise Simon is with us at FoundersCode.com. We'll finish up what we were just talking about there before we went to break, so have at it.
Turkey had already told, which I think is the reason that Bolton is actually making this visit, but through their diplomatic channels in Washington, said that we had to either turn over our 22 bases in Syria, we needed to destroy them, and or Turkey needs to be allowed to use them. So, I don't know. It'd be very interesting to be part of that delegation, in those talks with Turkey. But I would also say that, Joseph Dunford is with Bolton, as well as James Jeffrey, who is the, special envoy to Syria. So we shall see, what shakes out there, but, all things are telling us right now that we're not leaving Syria in any imminent time frame.
Very good. Now, yesterday you wrote an article entitled Legalizing Drugs Because Soros Wants It. Got my attention. I had several people say, hey, did you see the Denise article? Well, we'll talk about it right now. So what's that all about?
Going back an awful lot of years, there's something called the Drug Policy Alliance. And the Drug Policy Alliance is one that has wanted to certainly legalize pot. And we're obviously seeing an awful lot of that happening around the country,
yep.
Especially in the midterm elections, that states are doing it. You know, first they were doing it for medicinal, and then they decide, well, we'll do it for recreational use and so forth and so on. But the reason I say Soros wants it is because he's been funding the Drug Policy Alliance for an awful lot of years. Now, they wrote a white paper, the Drug Policy Alliance, wrote a white paper not too long ago demanding that actually all narcotics be legalized. And without going through all of those details, I will say that nothing I found in that report revealed any of the dangers or the setbacks or why drugs are bad for anybody. It was all very positive, and it also has to do, it dovetails with laws that are applied to those that are in jail, in prison today, under three strikes you're out and whatnot, the reason we just went through a whole prison reform law that was just signed into law.
Right.
This is where this whole thing has been coming from, because Soros he's put in, since I think the mid-70s, and maybe even going into, maybe it was the early 80s, but he's been funding the Drug Policy Alliance operation since then, and he's put in over $200 million. So that's kind of like why we are where we are. And the Drug Policy Alliance, interestingly enough, doesn't say too much about where we are with fentanyl. Do we legalize fentanyl, which is, you know, hugely, you know, lethal? It also doesn't speak about the synthetic drugs, but they want them all legalized. So it's really quite a remarkable thing when you kind of go down that rabbit hole and find out why we are where we are. I would also argue that Soros is probably playing both sides of the game here, because on the flip side, those that abuse the heroines and so forth and so on, we have to give them Narcan.
Yeah.
And he's probably invested very heavily in that drug company that produces Narcan, you know, to keep from people dying from overdose, of which now, you know, law enforcement, in a lot of cases, can't do law enforcement because they're too busy doing first responders and injecting or providing Narcan through. So that's where we are with that one. It's just a remarkable fact, just to put things in context.
Now, over the weekend, once again, things had not really quieted down, but they had gotten a little bit more civil in France. But over the weekend, once again, the yellow vests were out and about, and boy, they just tore it up all over again.
Right. No, they only calm down during the week, but on weekends, they go back and protest again. Macron is considering firing his police chief over all of this.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of the police are standing on the side of the yellow vest.
But Macron himself is not very well thought of. I think his popularity is in the toilet, isn't it?
Yeah, that's about, yeah. So he put all these measures in 2 weeks ago, I guess, or 3 weeks ago, and it's really just kind of a it's not an earnest effort to kind of get their pay scales and their economic laws and their business the infrastructure where it needs to be. So that's he's not in good shape.
Now, the Navy, Department of Navy, has now taken the Marine platoons, male and female, and they're going to be integrating them at recruit training for the first time. Now, this is kind of interesting because the Marine Corps has been the only branch of the service that's not fully integrated males and females together at recruit training, as have the other services. Now, that's about to change. I don't know exactly what to expect there, but with the Marines, anything is possible, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that's all something has to work out within the branches of the service, and it's a logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases.
But, you're right.
You know.
All right, now let's talk about Iran for a minute, because yesterday it was reported that out there somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, they spotted one or two of these Iranian vessels that had put out to sea, and they were just kind of headed in our general direction. Don't know who spotted them or why, but it came from the Business Insider. That's where the report came from, that the Iranian Navy was out there headed our direction in the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, they have said that they are putting some destroyers into the Atlantic, very close to our east coast. Now, I don't know how many. I don't know where they are. So spotting them, I wouldn't imagine that they're within 1,000 miles or 2,000 miles at this point. So
yeah, and it didn't say where they were. It just said they were in the Atlantic Ocean.
They weren't scheduled to be in our region until March. So I find that one a little curious.
Well, who knows?
But speaking
maybe
of Iran,
yeah.
I do want to mention this, that we have a Navy veteran who apparently has some kind of a girlfriend in Iran. He went to visit her in Iran last July, and he hasn't been heard from since. He is, in fact, in some kind of detention. He was to return, and he's in some kind of a detention in Iran. And it also needs to be noted that there are five other Americans, some with dual citizenship, that are also in jail or prison in Iran. So I would just kind of, you know, that's a little factoid. It's kind of like, you know, why isn't the media telling us this one?
Yeah, we still got that pastor that's missing, too, we haven't heard about. Right?
Which pastor?
Oh, the one from 2 or 3 years ago. I haven't heard much about it. But anyway, we got to run. Here comes the music. I'll see you tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president has taken his case for border wall funding directly to the American people with a primetime address on Tuesday night. He says his speech will address the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border. The announcement comes as Mr. Trump considers declaring a national emergency to build the wall using unspent military construction funds.
The shutdown is now in its third week. USA's Tim Berg has more.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders did say that President Trump will be traveling to the border on Thursday. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox News President Trump and the Republicans are willing to compromise.
The president has shown he's willing to sit down and talk and try to reach an agreement. If Democrats really want to work with us to get the government back open again, they've also got to recognize that border security is at the heart of this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our second military and veterans news segment. Brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy, where if you're stuck in a dead-end, go-nowhere job, looking for a new career and an opportunity to make money like you've never made it before, then you need to check out the National Aviation Academy. And here's more information about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, especially those of you that are post 9/11 GI Bill folks, as well as anybody that's qualified under the GI Bill. Maybe you got benefits from before then, you don't know about it, and you can use them. And here's where you can use them. Because if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, I've got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, obviously, you're covered under the GI Bill. They can tell you how much and what kind right there by calling the National Aviation Academy. And they also have financing for those of you that are civilians that have not been in the military that want to become a high-paying and in-demand aviation maintenance tech. Now, for those of you graduating from high school, that you've been in some of the Voltech schools, you've learned a basic understanding of tools and how to do things with your hands and this, that, and the other, this is a chance to specialize and start out with a job that would pay you a minimum of $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year, maybe even more than that, to work for a major airline here in the United States, or to go to work for a government contractor overseas where a six-figure income is not out of the question either. So, check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts. That's right outside Boston. The other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Schedule a tour by giving them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door for you. Well, with fears the partial government shutdown could drag on for weeks, the Senate is now moving legislation that would pay the Coast Guard service members on a regular basis, even if the budget stalemate continues. Because the Coast Guard is one of those branches that's affected by the shutdown, in that special legislation had to be agreed upon by the House last week so they could get their paycheck this week, and their next check coming up, the Senate is apparently going to get involved to see to it that they get their check, because there's no reason to have people in our service not getting their money, even though we're talking about a group that's part of the Department of Homeland Security, technically not a part of the Department of Defense. But they do all the same work as if they were in the Navy. There are stateside protectors, if you will, on the waters, on the seas. And by the way, if you get in trouble somewhere with the helicopters, they can come get you, or they can send their medical personnel in for whatever emergency you happen to have. Now, President Donald Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton, said that the American military withdrawal from northeastern Syria is conditioned on defeating the remnants of the Islamic State group and on Turkey assuring the safety of the U.S. allied Kurdish fighters that are there. And until they do that, there will be no pullout of U.S. troops. We will continue to stay there. In addition, I told you about the Iranian warships sailing into the Atlantic Ocean. They apparently are going to be stationed off the east coast of the United States, patrolling up and down to see what they can see. These are some of their more modern ships, if you will. They'll probably be just over the horizon from old places like New York or Boston or Philadelphia or maybe Norfolk or maybe Jacksonville, where we've got our big Navy installations. Just my guess. By the way, U.S. military personnel have been deployed to Gabon as the neighboring Congo delays announcing presidential election results just in case they're needed, because there may be rioting in the streets and we may have to get our non-essential personnel out of the embassies that are there. Also, a missile attack by the Islamic State group in eastern Syria killed at least one Kurdish fighter and wounded two British SAS soldiers who were embedded with them. These reports come amidst the fierce fighting in the strategic area near the Iraqi border, and there's lots of it going on right now, I'll tell you that. Also, a Chinese jet fighter engaged a foreign aircraft recently after it was spotted inside China's air defense identification zone over the East China Sea. There was a video clip that showed the jet intercepting the aircraft, which was a cargo aircraft, apparently, not a passenger aircraft. And all they did was buzz them a couple of times and tell them to leave the area, that they were in restricted airspace, which they did. You're not going to argue with a fighter jet. Now, when President Donald Trump announced Deputy Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan would become the acting Secretary of Defense, it created vibrations down the Pentagon chain of operations, suddenly leaving the top three spots at the department filled by acting individuals. So the question is, how long can they go on with people in acting roles as deputy secretaries of whatever it is they're doing in the Department of Defense? Well, the short answer is as long as they want. As long as they want. And in addition, the Department of Homeland Security has now submitted a new request for more assistance from the Pentagon to further harden the U.S.-Mexican border. This, according to defense officials who reported this request yesterday by the Military Times. Now, that's interesting. That's very interesting. Because that, again, paints the picture that we've got problems along the border, which the Democrats say, oh, no, it's all fabricated. Well, really? Is that why the Department of Homeland, Department of Homeland Security is asking for more assistance from the Pentagon? I don't think so. I think it's because we really have a problem. Now, U.S. defense officials have asked the Defense Innovation Board for a set of ethical principles in the use of artificial intelligence in warfare. We'll see how that works out. Also, Rear Admiral Kevin Sweeney, who has served as Chief of Staff to the Secretary of Defense since January 2017, said he will be leaving the department and moving into the private sector. That happens a lot these days. And the U.S. military personnel are now exempt from Japan's new departure tax when they're traveling on official business, according to U.S. Forces Japan. Now, they were being charged a tax when they would leave Japan to go back somewhere, either to the States or whatnot, actually being charged a tax. And if the military is on official business traveling somewhere, they will not have to pay that tax. I don't know how much it was, but any taxes, you know, if you don't have to pay it, that's a good deal, especially if you're in the military. Now, coming up next, we're going to be talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, at his new time, because he comes on now at 4:45 a.m., hour number three of the program. And we're going to be talking about, I'm going to ask him about Brexit, and we'll talk about some other things here going on in the country in which we live. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive with four great locations to serve you. Check them out online, mossfamilyautomotive.com. There you go. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
The president is going to give a speech to the country tonight from the Oval Office at 9 p.m., there's a lot of speculation as to whether or not he will at that time announce that he's declaring a state of emergency along the border and announcing that the military will then step in to build this barrier, not wall. It's now being called a barrier because they're going to be using this steel to do it with.
See, my thing with that was is that I almost wish that he didn't tell anybody he had the authority to do that. He just went ahead and did it because then I don't know what's going to happen to slow down any movement towards getting things done with legal challenges and how long that's going to hold things up. So it's going to be a bit curious to see what happens next if that does happen. I know he doesn't want to do that, and he'll be, you know, hammered in the press for doing that because they're going to be saying, well, there is no national emergency. We're not at war with Mexico, and see how this plays out in the courts, but it's going to be an interesting battle.
Yeah, now the person that started this, that released this information, was actually Congressman Adam Smith, who's a Democrat from Washington State. He's the incoming chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, and he's the one that broke the news that said the president does have the authority to do this if he wants to.
Yeah, other Democrats have said he has the authority as well. Again, is though, you know, sometimes these things can work their way through the courts in a very, very, you know, takes a long time sometimes. So what does that mean? Is he going to, are they going to open up the government in the interim while this thing is being battled and batted about, or is he going to hold off until the thing gets started?
Yeah, and this is what the president actually said when he was asked the question to begin with.
Have you considered using emergency powers to grant yourself authorities to build this wall without congressional approval? And second,
yes,
on Mexico, you have.
Yes, I have. And I can do it if I want.
So you don't need congressional approval to build the wall?
No, we can use them. Absolutely. We can call a national emergency because of the security of our country. Absolutely. No, we can do it. I haven't done it. I may do it. I may do it. But we can call a national emergency and build it very quickly. And it's another way of doing it. But if we can do it through a negotiated process, we're giving that a shot.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his priority, of course, is not to do it the way that he can do it if he has to, but it's to do it by negotiating. Now, there was a report Sunday of some progress being made in the discussions. Don't know what the progress was. We haven't heard.
Listen, I didn't hear really. Well, I've heard that there was some progress here and there, but you know, they seem to be, you know, leaving these negotiations with nothing done. I mean, where else is there to go? Either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. Are you going to allocate the money or you're not going to allocate the money? Are you going to change the semantics like we talked about yesterday? I don't know. I don't know what the issue is. I don't know what's holding up the show.
Now, in the meantime, there's an 18-mile stretch in the deep water part of South Central Florida, the Rio Grande River, where the deep water boats patrol through there, and there's been everything from boat bumpings, boat incursions, boat boardings, to high-speed chases, gun battles on the water from the Mexican side and vice versa. And there's a contract that's been awarded to a contractor to build an 18-mile stretch of this metal-reinforced barrier through there so that the people can't just come sailing across in a boat, jump out, and then just head on shore in this one area where it's been a lot of drug activity and everything else going on. Now, that's something that's supposed to start next month.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to go about working. Going to put a barrier up through a river?
On the other side of the river, on the bank, so they just can't scoot across with a boat, throw the people out, and away they go.
Yeah. Again, though, is that, you know, people going to have access to that waterway? They're going to be able to use that waterway. Hopefully, they're not building it on our side. But you know, I don't know how the actual border goes. Is it separate through the middle of the river, or is it on one side of the river? I know that there'll probably be some environmental concerns in regards to that, but you know, it's a shame. It is.
Well, the border is the Mexican side of the river. That's the border.
Okay.
Yep.
So they're going to be building the wall on our side?
That's correct. In this area where it's a remote area, what they've done is they've come across with speedboats in the middle of the night and whatnot when it's dark and just sail across, dump the people out, and then sail back across the other side.
Interesting.
It's been going on for years. It's been going on for years.
Yep. But they're not going to cut off people's access to the water, want to go fishing and do...
And by the way, there have been fishermen who have actually fished and gotten a little bit too close to the Mexican side. And by the way, there's drug lords that control that side of the border there in that 18-mile stretch, and have actually been shot at.
Yeah, that sounds like that stretch needs actually active personnel.
Yeah.
On a regular basis.
Well, the Texas DP, what do they call them? Department of Police. Yeah, the Texas DPS patrols that in their boats. They've also got the Coast Guard out there, and they have overflights. Texas DPS, mm-hmm. This is one of the most highly patrolled areas that they've got. But the other problem has been, Chris, is that when you got 50 people sneaking across one side of the border, all of a sudden 3 miles downstream, you got 50 people going in there, and they can't be at both places at the same time.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's obviously going to be able to use various different other forms, whether it be drones, whatnot, letting people know what's going on and obviously you don't have enough, obviously patrol people. You don't have enough border control there to do the work.
Now, let me just read this about Brexit, because we talked about this during the break. It's an article in Newsmax, and it says, banks, insurers, and money managers are planning to move about $1 trillion of assets from the United Kingdom to the rest of Europe as Brexit uncertainty takes its tolls.
Yeah, I'm not buying any of that. It's another one of those scare stories out there that make people think that, the world is falling apart. We were told that the world was falling apart when they agreed to Brexit, and the exact opposite happened. The economy in Great Britain boomed, did very, very well. Construction through the roof. It's another one of those cities of the world, whether like New York, like Miami, where wealthy people, buy up property and stash money. Great Britain's going to be fine. Whatever issue they have in regards to Brexit, even if there's a no-deal Brexit, you don't think that countries like the United States and others will step in to handle whatever trade needs are necessary. So, no, I don't buy any of those stories at all. I really don't.
What are you talking about in your show today?
Obviously going to be talking about the border situation and the big speech that's coming tonight. Everybody's kind of waiting to see what's going to happen next.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
You got it, Matt. Have a good one.
Yes. Okay. Chris Markowski, watchdog on WallStreet.com, watchdog on WallStreet.com to find out more about him and how you can hear his program around the country on his network that he's on. Now, we're going to be talking to Ron Edwards here come the next hour. I'm going to be mentioning to him about what Nancy Pelosi is up to here. She's mentioned she's actually proposed several pieces of legislation, and it's unbelievable what some of this is. And we'll also be talking, of course, about the president. Is he going to invoke a national emergency along the borders? That's what's going to happen. Dick Durbin is warning that he will be challenged if he oversteps what the law requires. Well, obviously the president wouldn't be declaring an emergency along the border if he didn't think he could do it through executive powers. And by the way, remember that all those executive orders and executive actions that were written by Barack Obama? Did he get any challenges over that? No. He got a lot of complaints, and there were some court decisions later in his administration, about a year or so down the line, because it takes a while to get all that done. But I don't remember anybody stepping in there and just stopping him dead in his tracks when he did all that sort of stuff. He actually ruled by executive action and executive order. That's how he did the last 2 years of his administration, with the Republicans running the Congress. It's actually how he did things. Now, something else, when you take a look at the news, the primetime speech that's coming tonight, a lot of speculation about it, 9 p.m. I personally will be watching it. I'm sure a lot of you will be too. And then the following day, tomorrow, he plans on taking a trip to the border with Mexico. Okay, we'll see what that's all about. Oh, one little passing thing before we move on. Joe Biden says he'll decide within 2 weeks whether or not he is going to run for the presidency. He'll join the 440-plus that have already filed to the Federal Elections Commission. All right, I'll be right back with Ron Edwards right after the top of the hour news and all these messages that your stations have to give you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.